Michelle Nguyen has high standards for her children, especially her eldest daughter, Jennifer. Now that Jennifer's older, she wants to understand where these standards come from. Radioactive's Jennifer Nguyen has more.
Either this or that.
Either this or that. Either this or that.
That's my mom, Michelle. She's extroverted, emotional, and hardworking. She's worked as a hairstylist for 13 years and helps my aunt with her salon. When she's not working, she's learning English to better communicate with her clients.
I learned English from the YouTube. Yeah, now the YouTube, they have the teaching English in there. And when I have time, I only learn English from there.
Even though my mom is self-sufficient, sometimes she needs help. That's where I come in. Besides doing a list of chores, I'm also a third parent to my younger siblings. I feel like I'm Cinderella, and my little siblings are my evil stepsisters who I cater to. With high school and a social life, it's hard to balance everything. When I ask my mom why she keeps me busy, she says,
"So I want her to be like that and like me, stronger, and we work and no complain. Work, 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 work."
Sometimes I can handle it, but sometimes it's too much. It's like she wants a perfect daughter, but that's not really me. I don't see my friends' moms ask the same things from them. I had to know. What was it like for her growing up as a teenager in Vietnam?
I grew up with my mom. My mom, she got a heart disease, and she couldn't work. So I had to work and make money for my mom to survive. About that time, I am only 13 years old. I work very hard. I work in a factory sugar. I work until I very feel tired, feel exhaustion.
When I heard this, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe my mom worked in a sugar factory at age 13. When I was 13, I sit in my room and watch Nickelodeon. My mom had to work to help her family survive.
I am done work and I feel bad, so where the money we have to survive, that's why I happy to work.
I realized I was more similar to my mom than I thought. I helped my mom with chores and parenting, and she worked when her mother couldn't. We both had childhoods defined by helping our mothers. Here's how my mom feels about my help.
I got her help me, so I feel I okay now. If she don't help me, I don't know what I do.
I never thought about it before, but my mom is the most hard-working person I know. She's my role model. I know why she pushes me now.
Yeah, I don't want someone say, "Oh, this girl don't know how to do anything. Maybe her mom don't teach her." I want my daughter know how to do anything. Now I still alive, so what I can teach, I teach.
I always thought my mom was going to be with me forever until I die. This made me realize that wasn't the case. I'm grateful my mom is still alive so I can continue to learn from her. But more than anything, I'm grateful to be her daughter. For Radioactive, I'm Jennifer Nguyen.